Hey.
What did you think about Dwayne Brown's return?
Good. Yeah. No. Glad to have him back. He's in good shape, and you know, we'll just keep working with him and see where it goes from here.
You see that there'd be a possibility that he could play Sunday?
Sure.
Same goes for Kevin Johnson. You were kind of optimistic before the bye.
Yeah.
How do you move back out there?
Yeah, it looked pretty good. Looked like he was moving around pretty good. I guess we'll we'll see how it goes throughout the week, but feel good about it. Yeah, no question. I mean, you got a guy there, 10-year veteran, tough, athletic. I mean, you said it all right there. So, yeah, I mean, you know, it's good when you have – when you can add to what you already have, and it's good to have him back.
You've been to Seattle before. How much of a tough home field advantage is it? Just kind of a difficult place to go in and land in?
And definitely one of the toughest places in the NFL to play. Very loud. Great fans, great team, you know, great head coach. You know, they're a team that's, you know, been to the Super Bowl a couple times over the last few years. Be a big challenge for us. You know, our guys are excited about it, but it's a very big challenge, and a lot of it has to do with their crowd. You know, they, not only do they have a great team, but they have a home advantage with the noise.
Do you do anything differently with Deshaun to prepare him for that?
Just crank the music as loud as it'll possibly go. That would be the main reason.
Music, or you kind
of... Oh, I love the music. I have different tastes in music, and I love music, all kinds of music. So yeah, I don't pick that music. I have a resident DJ named Gennaro that picks it for me. He's a good guy. He does a good job. He takes requests. So if you guys have any requests when you're out there during stretch,
what would you pick?
I'd pick all different kinds of music. I really would. I'm being serious. Obviously, I pick Rick Ross. I pick country. I pick some Irish tunes. So I have all different kinds of tastes.
And the reaction from the players from your playlist?
Well, I haven't used my playlist in a long time. It's probably been about a year. We had a guy last year named Dahl who was awesome at it, and now he left and he was replaced by Gennaro, and he does a great job, so I kind of let them handle it. They're a lot younger than me, so they kind of know a lot of the music better than me.
What are the challenges?
I like these type of media availabilities. These are good.
What are the challenges of the offensive line with the moving pieces? I know you said you've seen the line improve as they've played together as the season has progressed.
I think any time that you know have some moving parts, it's always the communication. That unit has to be very, very cohesive in communication. And so that's where, if you're moving a lot of guys around, which we haven't really had to do that as much as we've had in years past. And Dwayne's been there, you know, look, he hasn't been here for a while, but he's been there a lot next to Xavier. That's not going to be an issue, but that's where it has to come into play, where how do you communicate? How do you see this look? How are we handling it? And it's got to be done, you know, at a moment's notice. So that's what practice is all about, walkthroughs, meetings, and try to get that down, you know, before Sunday.
So it's more the familiarity with the guys playing next to each other as opposed to just, like, the exact lineup, like the fact that Dwayne has played with all these guys.
Yeah, I think it's more – it's definitely all five, you know, playing together is a good thing, but it's definitely the guys that play next to each other when you break it down from all five, you know. So when you have the – let's just say the left tackle, left guard – playing next to each other, they've done it for a while. Xavier and Dwayne have done that for a while. Xavier and Chris Clark have done it for a while. Xavier and Kendall Lamb have done it. Even though that looks like moving parts, they've all had a lot of reps together. The right side's been together quite a bit. You know, it's been Jeff Allen and Breno, or it's been Greg Mance and Breno. And then the center's been in there quite a bit. And so the moving parts really involve basically Greg Mance, Kendall Lamb to a certain extent, you know, maybe Julione Davenport a little bit. But it's been pretty steady in there, and I think it's pretty cohesive.
Concerned that Chris Clark could be out a week or two with the cat. Is it pretty good that he had a chance to come next year?
I would say it's probably, in my opinion, day to day more than it is week to week. So that's the best answer I can give you on that.
You look back at the first half, guys like Zach and Brendan stepping up, and unfortunately Dylan Cole goes down. But those young linebackers, the way they've kind of developed and really helping your team out in multiple ways. How nice has it been to see those guys develop?
Yeah, those guys, you know, if you had to describe those group of guys, you know, with the ones that you mentioned, Ufama jumped in there and did some nice things. You know, I'd say they're tough. They're very, very active when they play. They're very coachable. They try to do it the way that we're coaching them to do it. And I think they're going to get better and better. I think the more experience you get when you're a younger player, the whole name of the game, like I always tell you guys, is improvement. So I think the more experience they get, the better, the more you'll see their improvement. And it's, you know, as long as that can be the case, they're not up and down. They continue to rise. That'll be what we call an ascending player. That's good. It had to get better. I mean, it was terrible. So there was only one way to go but up. You know what I mean? It wasn't very good. So I think when you get down in there, if you're kicking field goals, you know, versus most teams, you're going to be in trouble. So, you know, we've spent a lot of time on it. We work on it almost every day and during a week of practice this year relative to years past. I think we put as much time into it in the meeting room as we always have, but we practice it more. And, you know, I think it has improved, but it has to continue to improve.
Happy that the Yankees are now gone, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think what the Astros did was just awesome. I mean, that crowd over there, Altuve, the way that Charlie Morton pitched, Verlander's a warrior, Correa, I mean, Gattis. I mean, you guys know by now my affinity with Gattis. That guy can play ball, man. He's awesome. So I'm looking forward to the World Series. I think AJ's done a great job. It'll be a great World Series, and I wish those guys the best.
Did you invite Evan over here at one point?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we got some injuries at linebacker, and that's what he looks like. I mean, we got a fullback in Jay, but he kind of looks like Prosh, doesn't he? When he gets up, it's kind of how I envision Prosh in the batter's box. That was a joke. What?
Maybe you guys can swap. You can go over there. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to get some film on him playing football. It's a little different. Well, I think that I think there's a lot of different things, Sarah, that go into that. I think that our backs and our line and our tight ends are doing a really good job. I think they've really been coachable as to what we want them to do, and I think the addition of having Deshaun, you know, Deshaun's rushed for a lot of yards, so that helps that stat, you know. And I'm not sure that – I think that's a great stat. I think it's an accomplishment, you know, to this point in the season, but it has to continue. We have to be able to run the football. And this defense, you know, Seattle's defense is obviously a great defense. You know, they have their own nickname, Legion of Boom. I mean, they're a great defense. And so we've got to, you know, we got to be ready for what they do. And we have to, you know, continue to improve.
You always mentioned improvement from week to week and how important that is in this league, all about who can get better the fastest. Is this a critical point right now coming up by week, 10 weeks left to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to, when you come out of your bye week, you have to, you know, you really have to show improvement on the things that you've worked on, whether it's self-scout, things that you need to improve upon relative to that. You know, this is something we're not doing well. This is something we have to continue to do well. I think you have to show improvement after the bye week. That's why, you know, the bye weeks to me are so important from a coaching standpoint. What have you done to figure out the things that you need to continue to do well, but the things that you need to change? And so I think, you know, that's a big part of what I always talk about, is it's an improvement league, and it's a race to see who can get, you know, get better the fastest.
There was a stat yesterday that there were 7 teams in the NFL yesterday that didn't score an offensive touchdown. What does it say about the league right now? What does it say about your team, the fact that your offense is kind of clicking right now, at least it has been the last several weeks?
I don't know. I mean, that's a – I mean, that would be something I'd have to study. I mean, I don't really know. I think that, look, I think it's interesting you ask that question, because looking at Seattle's defense, I mean, you know, some of these defenses, like Seattle being a great example of, you know, they just have so many great athletes at every position. You know, if you look at all 3 levels of their defense, you know, if you start with Bennett and Frank Clark up front, the inside tackles, then you look at Bobby Wagner at linebacker, and then you look at, obviously, Sherman at corner, and then Earl Thomas, Cam Chancellor. I mean, they have tremendous players at every position. I'm leaving guys out. You know, I could name everybody that plays for them. And so I think it's very difficult in this league to move the ball. I really do. I think that defenses are multiple. They do a lot of different things, and they have great players. And you have to execute at a high level to be able to score touchdowns. You really do. And you have to do it you know, every week. And you have to come up with a new way to do it every week, in my opinion.
Is it kind of more proof that it takes a while for a system, especially an offensive system, to kind of, you know, gel and connect with a group of players and the coaching staff, et cetera, for there to be offensive success?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that there has to be some sort of continuity. I mean, I think if you're changing systems every year, that's definitely a problem. I definitely think that the continuity of the system and then the continuity at certain positions, obviously quarterback, you know, you want continuity at quarterback. You know, we have that. We believe now we have continuity. We've had continuity at tight end, running back, wide receiver for a little bit now. So, you know, I think that does have a lot to do with it. But, again, it's really, what have you done for me lately? You know, you can't rest on anything that you've done in the past. You have to continue to get better every week, and that's a big part of it.
How much of a relief is it for you to, you know, get Kevin's getting healthier after all the injuries you guys have had on defense? It's just kind of a relief to see that he's kind of getting healthier now?
Yeah, I mean, he looked good today out there moving around. It'll be great to have him back. He's such an energetic player. He means so much to our defense. I mean, he's a first-round draft pick, you know, so – he's played like that when he's been out there, and so I think it'll be good to have him back. It's going to be good to have Dwayne back. I mean, those things are good things for this team.
Is this a specifically challenging week for Deshaun, knowing that there's a week off and you're facing a team on the road, and a team like Seattle, you mentioned their defense, and teams have now had some time to kind of look at him a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think every week's a challenge for everybody, especially a rookie. You know, I think that every week, you know, you're going against these teams that have different schemes, different great players, and so you have to be able to compartmentalize. You have to be able to say, okay, that's what we did against Cleveland, but that's going to change. We have to do this in order to move the football and try to score against Seattle. And so every week's different. It's just a totally different. It doesn't mean that it's, you know, better or anything like that. It's totally different in college. You know, every week is a different challenge. It's 16 one-game seasons that you have to prepare. You have to start over every week. So I don't know if, like, whether it's coming off a bye or whether it's whatever it is. I think every week's a challenge for especially rookies.
Specifically, you've had a lot of success with this team after the bye week. Is there anything in particular that you think your coaching style or the way you guys do things here that has aided to improve success after the bye week or the second half of the season?
I would say, yeah, I don't really know. I do know that I think one of the things we are big on is that we're all in this together, and I'm not trying to give you any type of coach speak. I'm just telling you, like, we look in the mirror first during a bye week. Okay, what do we need to do better coaching-wise, you know? Look at the self-scout. Look at these things. Why are we having trouble doing this? Why are we having trouble doing that? Let's figure out what we can do better. Is it about putting a player in a different spot? Is it about a better scheme? Is it about simplifying? What is it? Okay, now let's look at the players. So look at you first before you start looking at the players. I think it's very, very important that in football that players and coaches understand that we're all in it together. And if you start pointing fingers, hey, you got to do this better, you got to do – That doesn't lead to successful football. So I think that's one thing that we try to do, and hopefully we can be successful after this bye week.